This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You and I have unfinished business.
The first rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club.
Do you really think you have a chance against us, Mr. Cowboy?
Get away from her, you...
Ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
At the movies on BFM 89.9.
I'm Wap Hagen, I'm Gabe Hagen, alongside Ian McNally. Johnny English Strikes Again is now in cinemas. Yes, there is a third Johnny English movie. We know you've been clamoring for this one.
I didn't realize there was three of these things.
Johnny English, believe it or not, Rowan Atkinson created this character for a Barclaycard advertisement in the UK.
He's had more goes at Johnny English than Michael Keaton got at Batman.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
What kind of hell world do we live in?
Hey, the original movie was conceptualized and written by Neil Purvis and Robert Wade. They were the original Bond writers, yep. Right? And they were really good Bond writers as well. But instead, we have a Bond parody with, of course, Mr. Bean himself. It's got Ben Miller. This installment also has Olga Kurylenko. Mm-hmm. It's got Emma Thompson. And it's got Jake Lacy. And it's trying its hardest to be updated to the modern world, right?
Is it, though?
I mean, the story is about a series of cyber attacks on Britain, and it kind of compromises the identities of all of British intelligence agents. And the last ones left around are the old retired agents, of which Johnny English is the most viable person to send out on the field.
Yeah, the other ones including Charles Dance and Michael Gambon in a lovely little cameo.
It's trying to upgrade itself for the modern world, but every time one of these cyber attacks happens, it's like the entire British government is like, what is this internet?
Yes. I mean, I think the first thing I should say about this movie is I was not looking forward to going into this because all the trailers made it look insufferably smug.
Yes.
And it's not that. And so also, I like the original Mr. Bean, some of the original Mr. Bean shorts, but as it went on, I get like tense around that kind of humor, especially the embarrassment stuff. It makes me want to collapse into a small ball and just go away into a hole forever.
You don't like cringy humor.
I don't like cringy humor. What I did like about this was that Johnny English is not skating by all the time on his look. Like, there actually is an element of, he knows he's messed up, but he is going to cover over it because he's no other option in a way. And it's actually his sidekick, Buff, who's doing most of the coming up with the plans. And it's also this idea of, I really like the idea of an old Bond coming out. And it just, so he wants all the old-fashioned gadgets just because they're his glory days.
Correct.
But it also kind of happens that in a high-tech, with a high-tech enemy, those are the best gadgets to use. You can't track a car with no GPS. If you don't have a phone, they can't track you, which is, I think, a really clever idea.
There is a fantastic moment where they're equipping Johnny English and he asks for a gun.
And they don't have them anymore.
And they're like, we don't give out guns anymore. And there's this dusty box.
And a health and safety disclaimer you have to sign in order to sign out a gun, which includes a peanut allergy in relation to the gun.
Which, if you've ever spent any time in the UK, you know everything has a health and safety form to fill out. Now, the movie does pass any required laugh test. There are some moments that are genuinely laugh out loud funny. There are some great, fantastic one-liners.
I think we were the only people laughing at the weird references to out-of-the-way English towns.
Oh, all flights from Europe are being rerouted to Luton.
Yeah, that gag, that just got me. That
it got
was,
me
that
too.
That was so good.
Just the way he said Luton. And of course, if you've ever had the misfortune to land at Luton Airport, it is the worst.
But there's a lovely thread as well of the politicians getting exasperated, but also knowing they can't really do anything about it because that's the English political establishment. You know, there's multiple weird little things going on here. There's a point where Emma Thompson goes, you know how hard it is to be me to do this job, having to deal with events and politicians and voters. And it's
the press.
And there's some other words, the gutter snipe press, something like that. And just the cynicism in that, but also, yeah, that's England, all right.
That's about right.
That's about right. And I really found myself enjoying this more and more as I went through it. Not to say I enjoyed
take
this.
Take that back. Yes. I was going to say.
But I was pleasantly surprised that I didn't hate it.
Yeah, so I think we went in with such low expectations. But that being said, dude, did you not feel that the movie was tired.
Like Johnny English himself was a bit tired after a hard night spying. Yeah.
It felt a little dated.
Like the climax of this movie takes place in a courtyard. Like they don't, there's a point of where it's like they've either run out of money or Rowan Atkinson's getting on a bit or whatever. And it's like, well, we could do the helicopter chase, but let's just finish it here.
Yeah. There's put him in a suit of armor with a gag that just seems to run on a little too long.
The pratfall across the floor with the doors closing. That was genius.
That was some good physical humor,
The French accents when we are French wetters. Like, that joke is so old. Its hairs have hairs on it. That's from Monty Python and the Holy Grail. It's old.
It is.
Like, and he's doing that accent. It's not even like a variation. He's doing that we are wetters. And it's like...
Yes.
To give you an idea, like, it needs a
It
needs a dance scene with over-energetic dancing, and it uses Darude's Sandstorm from the year 2000, which is older than the Johnny English series.
But Rowan Atkinson being a master of physical comedy.
Him eating a chili, a hot nut. That physical comedy alone, like he does that in Mr. Bean and elements of that in Mr. Bean, but he doesn't get to do it enough. Like there needs to be a character who's not as annoying as Mr. Bean or as like as Brexit as Johnny English that he can do this stuff in and just be funny because he is one of the best physical comedians ever.
He is. That dance scene you were talking about, that hyper-energetic dance scene, has him going and going and going.
It calls back. Have you seen that early video of a proto-Bean character playing the drums?
Yes.
And it calls back to that. And it's the same guys. It's just his elastic face and just like making his mouth go long. He makes his face go longer sometimes.
And he can pull it off. What Jim Carrey does these days feels a little tired. When Rowan Atkinson does it, you can still see a little bit of the skill and art behind it. I'm not getting that with Jim Carrey anymore, right? Yeah. And so that kind of stuff really, really works in this film. There is a fantastic bit, and you see it in the trailer, where it has to do with a virtual reality helmet that he's wearing. Yeah. You see about 10 seconds of it in the trailer.
And the setup and everything is better.
It is a really extended sequence, right?
I wish
and
that
it works.
That works. I wish that trailer hadn't shown half those moments. Because if you've seen the trailer of this, you have seen an awful lot of the good moments that people around us were laughing, and I was kind of wanted to join in their laughter, but I was like, I've seen this gag in the trailer. I hate this.
This is a very short movie. It is like, if you take out the credits, it is like an hour 25. Yeah. It is under 90 minutes, right?
It was the third movie we watched yesterday, and I watched yesterday in a day, and I was like, that's all right to watch at the end of the day.
And I think that too makes it a watchable film.
That and Emma Thompson gets to say arse.
Watching Emma Thompson is always just absolutely fantastic.
I hope they spin off her series of just her continually irate Prime Minister of the UK, or just cast her in the Theresa May movie now.
Do what Julia Louis-Dreyfus is doing with The Veep, only with Emma Thompson in number 10.
God, yes.
And I think, you know, throw in some F-bombs.
When she's introduced, she's like, we're being hacked. And he's like, do you realize I had to take like 6 sleeping pills and
two, bottles,
two
of
bottles of wine in order to fall asleep? It's like, I want to see that drunken prime minister.
Johnny English Strikes Again is...
It's all right.
Yeah, it's all right. I just don't know... Throughout this movie, I was just like, Rowan Atkinson, what are you doing? You are about 2 years away from being Sir Rowan Atkinson. Why are you doing this? You don't need the money.
Is he not Sir Rowan Atkinson already?
No, he's not Sir yet.
What is he?
I don't think he's got a knighthood.
Which is ironic considering Johnny English got knighted and became the king, apparently, at one point in the previous ones.
I can't remember any of the previous ones.
I had to look them up.
I think he's an OBE, maybe.
Did you see the cast of the second one? It had Gillian Anderson, Dominic West, Rosamund Pike, Daniel Kaluuya was in it, and Richard Schiff.
The first one had Natalie and Brulia.
I'm torn on that.
Hey! It's probably the best joke of the evening, and we've seen this film. We know you're going to watch Johnny English because everyone in Malaysia loves Mr. Bean.
Yeah.
The cinema, everyone was laughing constantly.
We were the only ones laughing at the jokes about Luton and Bristol.
Exactly. There's a fantastic joke about trains in Bristol Temple Meads. I used to live in Bristol, and so for me, that struck home.
Yeah.
Bristol Temple Meads, about all trains terminating at Bristol Temple Meads, and I was just like guffawing.
Yeah. But no one else in the cinema was, whereas the other moments, everyone else was laughing, and we were like,
Yeah.
They didn't tickle my funny bone.
Let us know what you think when you've seen Johnny English Strikes Again. I'm on at Uma Fagan.
I'm on at McNasty Prime.
You're listening to At The Movies. This is BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast.
To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.